Luke chapter 8. And it came to pass afterward, that he went throughout every city and village, preaching and showing the glad news of the kingdom of God, and the 12 were with him. And certain women, who had been healed of evil spirits, diseases, and handicaps, Mary called Magdalene, out of whom 7 demons went, and Joanna the wife of Chuza Herod's steward, and Susanna, and many others who ministered to him of their substance. And when many people were gathered together, and had come to him out of every city, he spoke by a parable. A sower went out to sow his seed, and as he sowed, some fell by the roadside, and it was trodden down, and the birds of the air devoured it. And some fell upon a rock, and as soon as it had sprung up, it withered away, because it lacked moisture. And some fell among thorns, and the thorns sprang up with it and choked it. And others fell on good ground and sprang up and bore fruit 100-fold. And when he had said these things, he cried, "He who has ears to hear, let him hear." And his disciples asked him, saying, "What does this parable mean?" And he said, "To you it is given to know the mysteries of the kingdom of God, but to others in parables, that seeing they might not see, and hearing they might not understand." Now the parable is this: the seed is the word of God. Those by the roadside are those who hear, then the devil comes, and takes away the word out of their hearts, lest they should believe and be saved. Those on the rock are those who, when they hear, receive the word with joy, but these have no root, who for a while believe, and in time of temptation fall away. And that which fell among thorns are those who, when they have heard, go forth, and are choked with cares and riches and pleasures of this life, and bring no fruit to perfection. But that on the good ground are those who, in an honest and good heart, having heard the word, keep it, and bring forth fruit with patience. No man, when he has lighted a candle, covers it with a vessel, or puts it under a bed, but sets it on a candlestick, that those who enter in may see the light. Because nothing is secret that shall not be revealed, neither anything hid that shall not be known and come abroad. Take heed, therefore, how you hear, because whoever has, to him shall be given, and whoever does not have, from him shall be taken even that which he seems to have. Then his mother and his brothers came to him, and could not come near him because of the crowd of people. And it was told to him by certain ones who said, "Your mother and your brothers stand outside, desiring to see you." And he answered and said to them, "My mother and my brothers are these who hear the word of God and do it." Now it came to pass on a certain day that he went into a ship with his disciples, and he said to them, "Let us go over to the other side of the lake, Sea of Galilee." And they launched forth. But as they sailed, he fell asleep, and there came down a storm of wind on the lake, and they were filled with water, and were in jeopardy. And they came to him and awoke him, saying, "Master, Master, we are perishing." Then he arose, and rebuked the wind and the raging of the water, and they ceased, and there was a calm. And he said to them, "Where is your faith?" And they were afraid and wondered, saying to one another, "What manner of man is this? Because he commands even the winds and water, and they obey him." And they arrived at the country of the Gadarenes, which is opposite Galilee. And when he went forth to land, there met him out of the city a certain man, who had demons for a long time, and wore no clothes, neither lived in any house but in the tombs. When he saw Jesus, he cried out and fell down before him, and with a loud voice said, "What have I to do with you, Jesus, you Son of God Most High? I urge, ask, beg you, do not torment me." Because he had commanded the unclean spirit to come out of the man, because oftentimes it had caught him, and he was kept bound with chains and in fetters, and he broke the bands, and was driven by the demon into the wilderness. And Jesus asked him, saying, "What is your name?" And he said, "Legion," because many demons had entered into him. And they urged, asked, begged him that he would not command them to go out into the deep. And there was there a herd of many swine feeding on the mountain, and they urged, asked, begged him that he would allow them to enter into them. And he allowed them. Then the demons went out of the man and entered into the swine, and the herd ran violently down a steep place into the lake Sea of Galilee and were drowned. When those who fed them saw what had happened, they fled and went and told it in the city and in the country. Then they went out to see what had happened and came to Jesus and found the man, out of whom the demons had departed, sitting at the feet of Jesus, clothed and in his right mind, and they were afraid. Those who also saw it told them by what means he who was possessed of the demons was healed. Then the whole multitude of the country of the Gadarenes around urged, asked, begged him to depart from them, because they were taken with great fear, and he went up into the ship and returned back again. Now the man out of whom the demons had departed urged, asked, begged him that he might remain with him. But Jesus sent him away, saying, "Return to your own house and show what great things God has done for you." And he went his way and published, told throughout the whole city what great things Jesus had done for him. And it came to pass that, when Jesus had returned, the people gladly received him, because they were all waiting for him. And there came a man named Jairus, and he was a ruler of the synagogue, and he fell down at Jesus' feet and urged, asked, begged him that he would come into his house, because he had only one daughter, about 12 years of age, and she lay dying. But as he went, the people thronged him. And a woman having an issue of blood 12 years, who had spent all her living upon physicians, neither could be healed by any, came behind him and touched the hem of his clothing, and immediately her issue of blood stopped. And Jesus said, "Who touched me?" When all denied, Peter and those who were with him said, "Master, the multitude throngs you and press against you, and you ask, 'Who touched me?'" And Jesus said, "Somebody has touched me, because I perceive that virtue, goodness, healing power, has gone out of me." And when the woman saw that she was not hid, she came trembling, and falling down before him, she declared to him before all the people the reason she had touched him, and how she was healed immediately. And he said to her, "Daughter, be of good comfort. Your faith has made you whole. Go in peace." While he yet spoke, there came one from the ruler of the synagogue's house, saying to him, "Your daughter is dead. Do not trouble the master." But when Jesus heard it, he answered him, saying, "Do not be afraid, believe only, and she shall be made whole." And when he came into the house, he allowed no man to go in, except Peter and James and John, and the father and the mother of the maiden. And all wept and loudly cried because of her, but he said, "Do not weep, she is not dead, but sleeps." And they laughed him to scorn, knowing that she was dead. And he put them all out, and took her by the hand, and called, saying, "Maid, arise." And her spirit came again, and she arose straightway, and he commanded to give her food. And her parents were astonished, but he charged them that they should tell no man what was done.